Reading for October 28th, entitled, Be Singular, for Christ's Sake. Thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil, neither shalt thou speak in a cause to decline after many, to wrest judgment. Exodus chapter 23, verse 2. To be singular for singularity's sake is positively detestable, below the dignity of a Christian. But to be singular because it is necessary to be so as the result of worshiping God and Him only places heaven's dignity upon man. We must not be afraid of being singular when duty requires us to be thus to exalt and honor God. Do not court singularity for the sake of being odd, but for the sake of avoiding sin and dishonor to God. And in this case we are not to mind even the multitude who are against us. Thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil. Because the law of God is made void in our world, does it make it a virtue to transgress that law? It may appear to the world a very small matter for the Christian to be in harmony with the world by just the act of keeping Sunday for the Sabbath in the place of the seventh day. But God's word says the seventh day is my holy day. The man of sin says, I make a Sabbath for you, and you must keep the first day of the week. God has a church. It is not the great cathedral, neither is it the national establishment, neither is it the various denominations. It is the people who love God and keep His commandments. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Matthew chapter 18, verse 20. Where Christ is even among the humble few, this is Christ's church, for the presence of the high and holy one who inhabiteth eternity can alone constitute a church. Where two or three are present who love and obey the commandments of God, Jesus there presides, let it be in the desolate place of the earth, in the wilderness, in the city enclosed in prison walls. The glory of God has penetrated the prison walls, flooding with glorious beams of heavenly light the darkest dungeon. His saints may suffer, but their sufferings will, like the apostles of old, spread their faith and win souls to Christ and glorify His holy name. The bitterest opposition expressed by those who hate God's great moral standard of righteousness should not and will not shake the steadfast soul who trusts fully in God. They that will be doers of the word are building securely, and the tempest and storm of persecution will not shake their foundation, because their souls are rooted to the eternal rock. Taken from Letter 108, dated October 28, 1886, to her older sister and her husband, who had not accepted the Sabbath truth.